The following program, Friday Night Fan Fiction, is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show Network podcasts or to learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fan fiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Tonight on Fanfic Reading, we're doing Severus Snape, Professor and Lover, by Comic Snix.
Comic Snix? Why does that name sound familiar?
Scooby-Doo and the Trip of Lust.
I mean, aside from that, I think I've seen that somewhere else. Oh, dude, it's great. Velma sucks Scooby-Doo's
kiss. Hey, it's...
All right.
That's what you've already read.
I'm the sexiest one here, I'm going to go ahead and start this one off. Severus Snape. Professor,
hold on. Let me send you the page so that you know where to
stop. I have it right here. It's right here.
No, because that's two pages.
It is. Oh, I was hoping that was like three pages. Yeah. That's still a pretty good amount of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So no one type in the thing.
Yeah. We know. Okay. I'm not gonna put my thing in the thing, but I have my booze, and everybody else needs to have their booze too.
I have my booze. All right. Severus Snape, Professor and Lover by Comic Snix. Severus Snape was very sad. He was not having many pleasures doing lectures and teaching students anymore. All those adventures happening at Hogwarts sucked the inner life from his bones. Sucked, let's go with that word. And he had nothing more to accomplish. He went to Dumbledore. Headmaster, I want to be expelled. I don't have what it takes to teach any Moiry. Dumbledore was puzzled.
Puzzled?
Puzzled. I know it's spelled right, but it's funnier to say puzzled.
Yeah, no.
Alright.
Come on!
Fine! But Sneepa, you are my best professor. You can't go and waste the no leg day you have. Oh, Dumbledore! I'm so sad, said Snape, putting the back of his hand on his forehead. Face palm? No. Oh, no. No. That's the red, whatever shall I do pose. Okay, Snape, I'll transfer you to another place. Somewhere calm where you will help good creatures that have N-O parents.
Oh, God.
Snape got grateful that Dumbledore, or Dumbler do. His full name is The Dumbler Do. Snape got so grateful that Dumbler Do understood his feelings and pushed him to a place onerous.
Who is to moving their mic?
Onerous to his advancing age. Snape took a train and after days finally reached an colorful and wonderful place. It was the Tubby Dome Supertronic. the place of Dwee Bracketling of his new students. He reached there, and a Periscope? And a Periscope welcomed him.
Professor Snape, you arrived!
Oh, God!
Snape was still sad, but his powerful stomach got chills because the mystery of novelty, a prerequisite is the comfort zone. When Snape entered the classroom, four color creatures were there seating on the chairs. They said to Snape, and Snape milled. Feeling his great heart get full of ignorgamious passion.
Drink! Wow. Drink!
Drink! Is this guy just making up words by this point?
Yes.
Ignominious. Like. Ignominious passion.
No, we want to learn how to be adult.
Teletubbies.
Oh, God.
I don't like this is going at all. They had lived for many long inside that perfect bubble, only experimenting the baby joys of youth.
Yep.
What?
But every day was equal to them. Not really happened at their house, and life was boring.
What? Wow.
Not really happened at their house, and life was boring.
There's just no.
When Snape arrived, a flash of hope filled their hearts with the promise of life beyond the perfect prison they got trapped when they got born.
When they got born.
Say the yellow Teletubby, la la, with sensitive voice, calling for a strong man to free her mind. Her body. Snape looked her and felt something funny inside his pelvis. It was a long time since the last time he shared an intimacy filled mom net with a woman.
Mom net.
The internet for moms. Mom net.
Snape was starting to break, but Teletubbies, if the Periscope woman watches us, how can we have privacy?
Privacy.
Privacy.
It's spelled normally.
Privacy.
Privacy. Oh, God. All right. Where were we? The purple leader, Tinky Winky, got up and uttered with his powerful throat,
I have a secret place, Professor.
So wait. Why does Tinkly Winkly, or Tinky Winky, sound like Dr. Claw?
Because he has a powerful throat.
I thought powerful throat means like opera singer or
really. All right, well I can do that too. I have a secret place, Professor. We can learn ourselves from the bounds of madness that others inflicted upon us. and him hitting his chest with a clenched hand.
I think by powerful throat they mean something else for later on.
Yeah.
Snip High
looked down, thought, and followed the purple leader. They opened a secret door inside their house, a door leading to the basement.
Wait, how is the door to the basement a secret?
That's
what I'm thinking.
The Periscope lady never saw it. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know how these things work. I'm drunk. Mm. All right, the place was full of rats and cockroaches. Oh, fantastic. Water infiltrated the place and mold smell was present in dangerous quantity.
Yeah.
A lot of earth and dirty was covering the place. A lot of dirt, earth and dirty was covering the place. And a hole in the wall could be seen.
That sounds like a new Madonna album, Earth and Dirty.
I bet there's a hole in the wall.
You are making a hole? Yes, Snape. Oh, wait, no, it's Tinky Winky. All right, Tinky Winky. Yes, Snape, said Tinky Winky. We must escape, so we are creating an exit route to get out of the evil crunches of the woman Periscope.
Pretty well.
Is that the end of it? That was
the end of page one. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
You're very brave. What order are we going in?
To get out of the evil crunches of the woman Periscope.
All right, let me get the next page. I'll read the next page. I'll do it.
air.
Okay.
I must tell Teletubbies.
Hey, 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 my turn
I'll
to
do
read.
What I want, Steve.
My turn to read, faggot.
And do that well.
Set my fat
tits. Do what I want.
Okay, so you can read anytime you want, faggot.
Okay, okay. All right. Oh, I must help you, Teletubbies.
That's my voice!
It's Severus Snape's voice.
No, that's anybody my voice. Can do it. I gave him.
Anybody can do it.
No, they can't. Yes, just ask permission.
Professor, said Lala, first teach us how to adult. Snape nodded in agreement. He, with his wondrous magic wand, created a giant bed and some wine and cheese to accompany this illustrious wisdom moment. What the fuck?
Yeah, molesting. That's illustrious wisdom.
Oh, yeah, illustrious wisdom.
What the fuck
wisdom.
Did he pull this out of a wet, damp, moldy basement?
Well,
apparently the Teletubbies have really, really, really low standards. He's also a magician, Troy. Come on, give him a break.
He's not a magician. There's a difference between a magician and a wizard. A magician's a fucking sorry. Fake.
I don't live in crazy fantasy land.
Learn to believe, damn it, and LARP with me.
Okay, three magic.
That's what it did. Teletubbies, lay here with me.
Ah!
I'll teach you how to be a man. Even the woman? Oh, but you poo aren't ready yet. You are too young, baby. Stay here in the corner and play with you small hoes.
Oh.
What?
I'm drinking. I'm drinking.
And this is so off.
And Pooh got sad, but nevertheless.
His name is Poe. Just
Poo.
An FYI.
It's Pooh.
No, it's not Pooh. It's Poe.
It's Pooh. He I did what SNPE. Oh, it's an IBM product. SNPE said and watched the others while they got teached. So said Snap. Oh God, it's like my immortal.
All over again.
All over again. Lala, you make a pair with me. Tinky Winky, you go with Dipsy. Watch me while I play with Lala and mimic my movements. This way you will learn. Snape then got on his knees and looked at the leg-eared Lala. She was sweating a bit.
She was sleating?
Sweating. As in, they're sweating
oh,
with...
Sweet. Oh, so okay. Oh, gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
Sweating it's the French version of sweat.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, Bobby.
Don't be afraid, small yellow girl. Just spread your legs.
Oh, that's creepy.
And she did.
To Adelaide.
Oh, God, hold on. An engorged vagina shined at her crotch, but it was full of cotton yellow pubic hair. Snape picked up a scissor and cut it.
We got to get that out of the way. That's going to really chafe my hive.
Oh.
Cotton yellow? Cotton was white.
I've heard of white cotton. I've never seen yellow cotton. Look, dude,
I've never heard of vagina cotton either. Okay?
We lived in North Carolina for how long? Did you ever see yellow cotton?
I've never seen yellow cotton. I've seen icy cotton.
Oh, the next line is going to kill me. Why did I read ahead? Snape, said Dipsy. Tinky Winky have no crotch mouth, but a very strange tongue. It's filled with purple wrinkled skin.
I want to see crotch mouth, my dear.
Wait, what?
Oh, Dipsy, he don't have crotch mouth, but behind him you will find a pork's eye. Don't be afraid, it's dirty, but after a while you will find the fine flavor of melted chocolate covering your lips.
Wait. So, are they eating out his ass or something?
Yes.
I guess so.
I've never heard of an asshole called a pork hole, and I've never heard of it being called melted chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, milk
no, it's pork's eye. It's pork's eye. That's what
Could do without that melted chocolate line.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're not going to Hershey's Chocolate Factory anytime soon.
Not after this.
Nope.
Dipsy turns.
I live like 20 minutes away. And I'm not going.
Please buy Hershey's.
If Hershey's ever sells like melted chocolate pork side, just don't get it. Just don't get it. Dipsy turns Tinky Winky, and the purple Teletubby revealed his deep purple anal hole. What I do? Asked Dipsy. The same I will do with Lala. Don't be afraid. Tinky Winky will scream and moan, but you must go on, said Snape with a calm and soft, full, deep voice.
I can just imagine. No, wait. He said it in a small, like, soulful, deep voice. It's sort of, my darling, you.
It's a soft-full, not soulful.
Oh, so, okay.
Maybe
how do you do soft-full, deep? I can only imagine soft-full.
Yeah, you gonna get it, son.
Yeah, that's pretty much
soft-full
it.
Soft-full, deep.
Dick.
Yeah, you need a Barry White or something.
Oh, Professor, said Lala with a moanful, lustful voice. I think I peed myself. I'm feeling moist. No, Lala, you not pee. You only are happy that I'm here. Seriously?
Yeah. I'm not happy you're here.
Yes, now suck my index finger. And she did.
What?
This is like,
index, suck, suck, index finger is the name of the game.
Suck, index finger is the name of the game!
Oh my god. This is like reading the lunch menu at a school. Now suck my index finger. And she did. And Snape unclothed himself. His pale, shiny penis appeared, and all of the Teletubbies got impressed.
It's like, wow, that thing's a piece of shit!
Impression, get!
They got impressed?
Impressed. His nutsack was very white and hairy and exhaled a snake oil parfum essence. Ew, I'm drinking.
What? It what?
Lala felt a jolt of pleasure down her antenna. Now, boys, do as I do. And them, Snape introduced his wizard, wondrous penis inside Lala. She screamed, ah! And a flush of yellow blood got expelled from her now broken hymen.
Oh!
Wait, that is called pus.
Did you say yellow blood?
She's a yellow Teletubby, apparently.
Okay, we got a little bit of
this is the best way to bring in my birthday,
infection.
Isn't it? This is amazing.
It is.
This
is we got 1 hour left.
The yellow blood covered snake. Oh yeah, the name just keeps changing. God damn it. I'm drinking again.
Drink!
And he rubbed himself with that sticky liquid.
Oh yes, I love having your yellow blood all over me.
Professor moaned loudly, Lala. Isn't this wrong? I'm feeling so dirty. No, Lala, don't be ashamed.
It's wrong.
When you bit the forbidden fruit, the knowledge will fulfill your innermost desires.
That's not how it works. Apples don't equal. I know how to work my crotch.
Be my Eve and Snape.
But don't you know? Once you swallow someone's cum,
on,
you can speak
on,
their
hold
language.
Hold on. And Snape punched her uterus with his Roquefort penis.
Wait. Like so? Wait. A salad dressing ingredient? What's that got to do with anything?
Ow! This stuff hurts.
This word selection is just incredible.
The Teletubby girl moans more and smiles her face. How can one smile on your face? Dipsy do the same on Tinky Wonky, puncturing the purple asshole with the green penis he is so proud of. Tinky Winky screams, You hurt me, my dear friend. Stop, I cannot withstand your protuberant obelisk of delectation.
What?
Ryan's butt sex.
Fuck, goddammit.
That's a surprise.
Ridiculous.
I can't, said Dipsy with a condescending voice. Professor said I must go on with our journey throughout the steps towards a greater understanding about our true nature as alienated species from our parenthood. Wow, that's deep. Moving on. Tinky Winky was suffering the destiny of those under the yoke of their own expectations, but Snape was wise and appealed. Dipsy, use your bodily fluids to appease the sorrow of your roost companion.
What?
What?
What? What?
So Tinky what? Winky is a rooster.
Bacock.
Bacock.
They've already got dicks made of cheese. I'm so surprised.
And blood made of yellow. Dipsy then spit on his hand an immense gob of putrid mucus. Oh, that's wonderful.
That's pleasant.
It's pleasant. It was green as his body and full of dancing crawlers that were enjoying the hot abode that was his nostrils. Dipsy covered his fluffy hard penis with it and penetrated Tinky Winky again. This time, the purple one enjoyed. Oh, dear God.
Oh, getting bad.
Oh, shit.
Sweet.
Why?
Devin,
that was upsetting.
Devin.
Oh, God.
Or do you? Or does Brian want to read?
I'll give Devin the honors.
All right. Let's
there
see
you go.
Here.
You start with.
Fuck, this is long. Okay, opening another beer. I'm going to need it. May have to switch to friggin' absinthe shortly.
You
God
have
damn.
Absinthe?
Oh, God damn it.
No, actually, I do not have absinthe.
God, oh, I was going to say. You got to share that shit, bro.
It'll fuck you up.
Don't hold back, brah.
Severus Snape was very sad. He was not having many pleasure. Wait, we just did this one. Hang on.
Oh, it starts out with oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
And how's that spelled exactly?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Control F, the purple one enjoyed.
Oh, 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 okay, here we go. All right.
Oh, okay.
Snape was funking hard, la-la. A lot of yellow blood continued to get on her defilled vaginal daisy. The pain hurted her much. Colon. See what I did there? Colon.
I'm trying to get, like, all poetic with it, but his terminology is so horrible that it's just hilarious.
I still think he's, like, a medical student from India.
That's yeah, exactly because what I'm he'll imagine. Use the most like immature language possible. Then he'll use like hymen and like labia majora.
Oh, and
like
Roquefort and protuberous and yeah.
I'm pretty sure Roquefort is a type of cheese.
Then you have to read. You must read it part of the. You must read it with
shut
an
up, Troy.
Indian accent. Thank you, Captain.
Professor, it hits my skin and negates the maturation you unleash inside my sacred womb.
Be calm, my yellow student. After a while, no pain can touch you. Wait to the massage of gods.
And oh, God.
That sounds like a fucking fortune cookie quote.
Next time I have sex, that's what I'm going to use. Wait the massage of God, bitch.
Wait, this
and then you have to have,
a
like, a hand massager with you that goes...
This next line is absolutely amazing. After a while, the orgasm started, and she
hey,
had
you're not supposed to read!
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Spoiler alert, Brian.
Oh, yeah,
after a while, the orgasm started, and she had multiple ones. Her chest grew a pair of Xanthus breasts.
What?
And they lactated the nectar of... And they lactated the nectar of the houses of holy.
What?
But she wasn't in her mature years yet, and her bowel controls.
Oh my God! I just, guys, I just looked up Xanthus, and it is of or relating to or designating races with yellowish hair and a light complexion. This guy knows what he's doing. Sweet.
And yet I don't trust him.
Dangling
mother of God.
Xanthus breasts. Wow. But she wasn't in her mature years yet, and her bowel controls were rudimentary.
I don't like where this is going.
Here we go.
Two Teletubbies, one bucket.
The orgasms unleashed a cataract of pappy hot shit through her untouched...
Pappy hot shit? Oh, pappy hot shit.
Pappy hot...
It sounded like this.
I hate you.
The slop of dog covered the bed, and the smell was atrocious. The flow was so intense, gobs of shit splashed at Snape's legs and hit his pale and sweet face.
Said
Snape. Finally, the cocoa honey bestow us with this feast of gormandized gut content.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Snape rubbed his face with the black fetid Hodge Podge Ooze Lala vomited with her anus. It was hot and disgusting that Snape vomited a mash of orange juice, bloody spaghetti, and Mama's chili powder over her lustful body.
This is the kind of person that masturbates to Two Girls, One Cup.
Yes, oh my god.
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around bloody spaghetti and Mama's chili powder.
Maybe he meant blood red spaghetti.
Well, I'm taking it at face value. Bloody spaghetti.
Can we please continue? I don't want to dwell on this any longer than I have to.
She used La La vagina and burned it and splashed all over her tummy. She rubbed the vomit all over her belly and breasts and swallowed it. La La is happy. She reached the new stage of illumination and now can let go her shame of being the mistress of a snake old man.
Okay, so the equivalent of scat porn is like reaching nirvana. Apparently
so. Dipsy took a portion of that hot boiling dung and deposited it inside Tinky Winky's anus. Please.
Oh my god!
Steven, listen, this is very important to the plot of the story. Shut up!
If you don't read this, you'll never know how to become a man.
Now you're a man.
A man.
They are enjoying the most complete recollection of humans' past lives as beings dipping inside their own bodily properties. Snape, said Lala.
Can I penetrate you too?
Snape got pensive. He never thought about something so insulting to his manhood, but the pleasure was so insane he nuded with a moan. Yes! And Lala prepared her finger full of vomit and macaroni strings. She moved slowly her index finger and prepared to penetrate it. And she did! edge of my seat there. The finger entered Snape's left nostril and started to fuck it. She was fast.
I thought he said his anus.
What?
I thought she was going to penetrate his anus, not his nostril.
It's not. Now we're going with nose fucking.
Holy shit.
As Lala fucked Snape's nose, the vomit in her nails entered it and he breathed it. He gagged and coughed the bloody puke and it hit Lala's eyes, but she laughed. Lala then put her other index finger inside the other Snape nostril, and he felt the pleasure more intense. Huh?
Huh?
Okay, then. I'm gonna go get myself some audio fixation.
I'm gonna go get myself some absinthe.
Lala's tits lactated like no other in the world, like a fountain of milk and passionate dung. The milk and shit shower was so intense it reached poo. That was that corner.
Wow, that was redundant statement is redundant.
He drank the shitty covered milk and peed himself in pleasure. Even a small
himself in pleasure? He went, this is so good. Oh, my bladder!
Even a small Teletubby has the right to fell the magnificent joy of the motherly nourishment coming from his sister's breasts. Now, Snape is ready to come from having nostrils plugged with fingers covered in bloody macaroni. He grabs his penis and fell the through bing coming, and them, the cumtastic delight, goes out of his powerful snake hose and fills Lala's small vagina with a gorgeous and thunder-striking goo that overflows her and washed the last pureness that yellow and sexy body had one day.
Wow.
She comes.
Wait. Look at this. You've been thunderstruck!
She is a complete full FL. A yellow and tasty alien woman girl with nice and softly cotton breasts. Her tell-to-be body got gorgeously tasty, and even her brothers think she is delicious now that she have breasts. Dipsy comes inside Tinky Winky too, and the two cotton alien boys now discover what it takes to make a real action hero.
It's the real action hero, the sequel to the last action hero.
Boys, said Snape,
You have graduated. You are now full-fledged, mature, and responsible adults.
Oh my, okay, so basically, by having poo sex, you become a responsible adult. What yeah. the fuck?
I don't know how your parents raised you, but shit.
You can take care of your own butts and do with all you deserve.
Who was a little sad,
but she knows her time will. She know her time will come.
Snape
said, "Tinky Winky," rubbing his cum covered and hurting ass.
"We must escape. The parish girl woman is already searching for us because we haven't returned to Snape."
"Okay, Tinky Winky, you lead the way." And the Teletubbies and Snape followed Tinky Winkies down the hole they excavated. The cave was very dark and long, but Snape used his wand to illuminate the way.
By wand, he means penis.
Yeah, but the
tunnel is kind of giving me visuals of a colonoscopy.
Brian, I hope you're ready.
Explosion!
There's still another page and a half to go. The last page, I think I'm just going
to give the conclusion.
I'm going to give it to Brushfire just because it's Brushfire. Anyways.
Wait, you mean you pre-read this, so you know where all the bad stuff is? So you're going to make me read the bad stuff? Dude, I think I love you.
No, I'm going to make you read the good stuff, the resolve, the moral of the story.
There's a moral?
Fuck you. All right, so
yeah, eating bloody spaghetti-covered shit makes you a man. And then you can take care of your own
Chef Boyardee. I love it. Anyways.
Chef Boy Orgy? What?
Brian, read it as they walked.
As they walked down the cave, a light at the end of the tunnel was near, and they raced toward it. But someone was expecting them. A figure was facing the cave, with his back turned against the light out of the tunnel. "You shall not pass," said the voice. "Who are you?" asked Jed Snape. "I am very disappointed with you, Snape. I thought you had a rocky shadow heart, but it seems I am wrong. It was a mistake sending you here to placate. Okay, whatever.
It's a real word.
It is a real word. It's a good word.
It's actually used correctly.
Oh, I'm surprised. I actually had not seen that word until now. The more you know. These little rainbow bastards. A mistake I'm going to correct. Wait, I know that voice. Dramatic pause. It's... And then...
Morty McFly!
The figure emerges from the light. Create a flowing flame around them, and his face is revealed. It's Dumbledore. No, you shout.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
No, you,
you
shouted.
Bitch. You pay. Bitch!
Snape kills Dumbledore. Yes, me. Why? Wait. Why do you want the Teletubbies? Oh, you don't know? They are Death Eaters, Snape. We must kill them.
Oh wait, my god.
Death Eaters? That's impossible!
Death Ears? What the hell is that?
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Okay,
I'm glad Devin was on the same page.
Sure, you really don't follow the Harry Potter continuity, but the Death Dealers, the Death Eaters, or whatever they're called in whatever shitty fanfiction we're reading, are the guys who are like Voldemort's crew. They roll with him and do his dirty work. They're his henchmen, as it were.
They're his poo people.
Is that the guy with no nose?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So the guy that keeps crashing the MCR concert.
Yeah, that's all this is missing. Hot Topic and MCR.
Ugh.
And constant interjections about why bi guys are so hot.
Fuck you, Devin. Brian, keep reading.
We worked to Voldemort. Snape got odd. No, why? Voldemort promised that he would free our homeland from the down scroll button Dementor's horde invasion. But as we worked for him and infiltrated inside the Hogwarts, Dumbledore caught us. Now he absorbs our energies to fuel his mecha bulldozer that shut the fuck up.
Now there's a mecha bulldozer.
Yeah.
What?
He now absorbs our energies to fuel his mecha bulldozer that... Shut the fuck up, cried Dumbledore.
Thank you.
He had a haircut. or haircut. He had a headache.
Yeah.
Why did I say haircut?
Devin needs a haircut. He just spoke.
I do need a haircut.
Fucking hippie.
Brian, now, go,
Harris
go.
Eligible to vote by this point.
No. Devin, shut up.
I will not permit, said Snape. He created a strong bond with those aliens. And he can't let them die, even if they are working for the enemy. So, said Dumbledore, you will die too. And Dumbledore invoked the killing spiel from his wand. But to them, Yinky Winky from the bottom of his purse pulled out a Colt 45 revolver and shot Dumbledore.
Staring down the barrel of a 45!
Holy fuck!
But the wizard deflected the bullet. Ha! Huh,
so
you cannot kill me.
Is it past the wizard, but a bullet kills him?
Snape, go! Save the Teletubbies! I'll buy time! Cried Tinky Winky. No, shouts Lala. We can't let you die here. But you must. He will kill us all, and no one will save our homeland. And the Tinky Winky advanced in the Dumbledore's direction, shooting rapid bullets at him. Snape used his wand and started to drill a hole in the cave, circumventing the vicious battle happening near the entrance. Snape and Teletubbies managed to drill another hole out some feet away from the confrontation and got out of the cave. Oh, got out of the cave. They raced away from it! And at some distance, they saw Tinky Winky shooting Dumbledore. Dumbledore, cried Tinky Winky. He picked up a hand grenade, pulled the pin, threw it at Dumbledore, and shouts, Die, Bastard!
It was lying there on the ground. It was very chance.
Oh,
sure,
this is like,
counter right there.
It's sort of like a cross between Call of Duty Modern Warfare now.
It's too good.
Right, remember, when you pull the pin, Mr. Grenade's no longer your friend.
No! And the cave exploded, launching debris all over the place.
So, is that like an orgasm?
I guess so.
Best
violence,
I watched
all over the place.
And they did. A lot of rock fell from the sky and fumes and dust covered everywhere. Tinky Winky! Cried And this is so completely fucking different from whatever.
Go on!
And Lala tried to run and find her purple brother, but Snape prevented. No, you can't. This place is unstable. We will die staying here, cried Snape, and the earth started to shake. They raced away from the crumbling tubby drome. Super phonic.
Is that like the technodrome?
Tubby drome.
Something like that.
Avoiding the falling rock and the poison flower that attacked them.
Wait, what? Where'd this come from?
When was there a poison flower?
Ahem. After a while, they reached a safe haven. Lala was very sad and crying much.
Why? Why will you let them die, Snape?
Oh, Lala! He saved us! And was his desire that we escaped!
But it's not fair.
Snape is dead. Why are you giving the Teletubbies Snape's voice?
Because he's living on through them.
Oh.
Oh, like that crappy
in
final
the
minute game.
I know. Wait, no.
I know!
And Snape hugged Lala, and the other Teletubbies did it too. Teletubbies. Now these four heroes must try to find a way to save the Teletubby planet from the horde of Dementors that are trying to invade and conquer the place, slaving all of the millions of Teletubby inhabitants. Who is behind all this? Is Voldemort involved? And Snape and Lala, will they be together till the end? Snape says,
Lala, I promise! Really? We will avenge your brother!
So, Snape now sounds like a Teletubby?
Yeah.
Or Kermit.
The end?
The end?
Da da da! And wow.
Encore!
No, go away, shut up.
Hey. This is Steve-O saying thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. We hope you were as scarred listening as we were by reading. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling your friend, or friends if you have more than one,
reading and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. We can't afford our alcohol or treatment for said alcoholism without your help. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes and bonus content from the network, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip, boulder, or asteroid in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Friday Night Fan Fiction, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. Be sure to check out the Friday Night Fan Fiction forums to tell us what terrible stories you want us to read. And we're always looking to get new people to come on and read these horrible stories with us. We're all about sharing the pain. You can subscribe to this and other Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fan Fiction on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. Now we need to drink lots of water, take 2 aspirin, and arrange a session with our shrinks for tomorrow before we pass out.